talking about that. You know, was there any other term you might use there?
Well, he passed away. It was so severe that he never did revive or something like that.
And there is there any kind of humorous way you might talk about that?
No.
Now, you might say, well, he's been dead a week and nobody's yet figured out what he
died with.
And now, what's the general term that people use around here for the place where they bury you?
Where they buried? A cemetery lot.
You ever heard anybody call that anything different?
No, I can't think of nothing now.
And let's see, what about the box that they bury you in? What do they usually call that?
Well, that's a casket.
Did you ever hear, when you were a girl, people use any other term beside casket?
Coffin.
Did they mean the same thing? Was
uh-huh.
there? And what about the ceremony that, you know, that you have at the grave? What would you call that? The ceremony.
Oh, well.
You know, when he dies, what would you call that?
Well, he passed away at such and such a hospital.
And all his friends would go to his what?
Funeral.
And people that would, like his children and so forth, you would say they would be in what?
The children of the deceased.
Mm-hmm. And they would have on black and so forth, and you would say those children were in what?
Was his children.
Say somebody meets you on the street and says, ask you how you're doing, and say that you're feeling just about average. What might you say to that person?
What should I say to that person?
Yeah, what would you say? Say that he meets you and say, well, how you doing? And you're really feeling about average, not really good or really bad. How would you say that? I feel.
Well, I'm asked that a lot, and I just say, well, I have felt better.
I felt better.
Yeah. That covers it all then.
And
nobody wants to hear all the ailments.
I guess so. There's a disease that he used to have, I think that about wiped it out, and it caused a real severe sore throat and get blisters on the inside of the throat. Sometimes children would choke to death with it. What, do you remember what they called it?
Diphtheria.
The disease that would make you turn yellow, what do you usually call it?
Yellow jaundice.
Yeah, my grandfather had that. That's a bad thing. And if you have your appendix taken out, they would say you had an attack of what?
Appendix.
And if you eat something that doesn't agree with you and won't stay down, you say that you had to do what?
I had to vomit.
Is there any extra polite way you might say that? Is there any other term you might use if you're trying to be real polite?
Oh, I don't know.
What if you would, is there any humorous term you might use?
Well, I've heard it say, I puked or something like that, but that don't sound very good.
That's kind of a crude term, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, you know, if a person vomited, you would say he was sick where?
I always say sick on my stomach when I vomit.
And, let's see. Now, say that, your children come. You have to say that some children or some friends you haven't seen for a long time come over. And you might say, well, you come back soon. We're what to see you.
Well, I